Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Makos, Perek Beis, Mishadal and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fang Rezivig Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And we can be discussing a person having to go to the Ir Miklat. Now we're going to talk about the Ir Miklat itself. Says the Mishnah, Lehechen Gailin, where do they go to Galus? Where are they exiled to? Lauri Miklat, to the cities of refuge. And where are they located? L'shal Shebevar Yarden, U'l'shal Shebaretz Kanan. There's six official ones, three Bevar Yarden, that's on the other side of the Jordan. That's where 2.5 Shvatim lived. Another three were in Eretz Yisrael proper. Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Is Shalosh Ha'arim Titnu So we see very clearly in the pasuk that there's three cities here and three cities there for a total of six Ari Miklat. Now we are going to see a little bit later on that there's another 42 cities, the Ari Halavim, that also functioned as Ari Miklat, but we'll explain it then. Now for the clarification of this, before the three of Eretz Yisrael were chosen, meaning before they finished conquering all of Eretz Yisrael the first time around, as we didn't select and designate those three cities yet, the three of the Evar Yarden, even though they were picked and designated, they weren't koilet, they don't absorb, which means they don't save a person who killed b'shayeg. Shnemar, because the pasuk says sheish ari miklat tiyano, and this tells us as yusheshon kaltos keechod, all them have to be koilet together, because it says sheish ari miklat tiyano, all six have to work together. And if there's only three, and the other three in Eretz Yisrael haven't been designated yet, so first three don't work. Continuing to discuss this, Mishnah tells us mchuvanis lahem drachem mizel ezoi, there's very clear straight paths from one to another, meaning the road to get to the ir miklat was very clear and marked. It was easy to get there. And how do we know? The Shnemar, because the pasuk says Tachin Lecha Haderech V'Shilash Tevagaymer, and the words Tachin Lecha tells Bezdin that they have to make it very clear and smooth and easy to get to the Ir Miklat. So if a person accidentally kills, he'll know exactly how to get there, and he won't be draying around the roads asking everyone for directions. Now here's another din: Umaisel Lahen Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. We give an accidental murderer, this fellow killed B'Shegeg, two Talmidei Chachamim to accompany him on his way to the Ir Miklat. Why is that? Shemi Argenu Baderech. Maybe the Goyel Hadam, the relative of the murdered person, is going to encounter him along the way. He's going to want to kill him, and V'idabru Elav, these Talmidei Chacham are going to speak to the Goyel Adam and try to convince him and maybe even give him Musar not to kill this fellow who killed B'Shegeg. Now Rav Meir argues and says, Afu M'dabru Elai De'atzmai, he can even speak for himself. Shnemar, the pasuk says, V'zed Devar HaRetzeach. So we don't need to send him with two Talmidei Chachamim. The guy could do his best to talk himself out of getting killed. However, we don't pass him like Rav Meir. We're going to stop for a day and pick it tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss the Ari Miklat. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.